Breakfast with Martin Pester.
The reason I love the lockdown is we can just sit here and phone our favorite people in the world and just like see what are they up to, how are they coping with the lockdown. And one of those people without a doubt is Claire Johnston from Mango Groove. Claire, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
All right, thank you. Yeah, no, here at home with, you know, the animals. I think it's pretty similar with you there.
Yes. What strange days, hey? But I think, you know, hopefully some good thoughts are coming out of all of this self-isolation. That's what I'm finding.
What do you do? Are you discovering any new talents as a cook?
I'm discovering that I definitely enjoy baking. I think a lot of us have suddenly become these amazing home bakers. And then gardening is something I've discovered as well. And, you know, as you say, hanging with the dogs is something I love doing. So that's been very special. And then some, you know, creative ideas have been coming, some songwriting via Skype and some writing down of big dreams. And, you know, hopefully a time for a lot of us to self-introspect in a, you know, in a positive way.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. By the way, before I get there, I've held off on the baking. That urge hasn't struck me yet. Yeah, I don't think it's struck
day
Liesel
it
yet.
Might hit you, you know.
Day 12.
Day 12, maybe.
Okay.
Just hazarding a guess.
Everyone seems to be baking banana bread for some reason. Liesel, have you started baking?
No.
Now you're giving me great ideas. Banana bread. Thank you for that.
I see two kinds of videos going around social media, banana bread and also people exercising.
Not be using corporal punishment, which is nice.
Yes, exercising. I have to tell you, I'm very proud of myself. I have a very uncomfortable spinning bike, which is it's unbearable to sit on it for more than 1 minute. So what I've done is I've put a dining room chair behind it, and I can still reach the pedals. So I can sit there and comfort watching television while burning, probably minimal calories because I'm not exactly killing myself, but at least I'm moving because my walks with the dogs are out at the moment, as they are for all of us. So I'm quite proud of myself. The inventor is coming out in me, I think.
Well done, Claire. I have to get a picture of that. I'm sorry.
I'll send you something. It's actually it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing and it's funny and it'll make you laugh. So I will definitely send it to you.
Please send a picture of that contraption. Maybe you can like copyright it or something and people can order.
I think I'm a winner here. I think I'm going to make my fortune.
The Claire bike or something. I don't know.
Something like that.
Well, listen, I'm happy to hear that this is inspiring you, as many other musicians are, to write and to come up with ideas. Yeah. I was about to say just now, it's funny how the world and the universe is forcing us now to take stock.
That's
and
right.
to almost, you know, get to like a bucket list of when you're free again, in inverted commas.
Yes.
From a lockdown anyway. Where would you go? I miss traveling. I'm thinking, oh man, when everything is safe and back to normal, where am I flying to first? Where am I going to visit? Am I going to, I watch movies that are playing off in New York and LA and London, and I'm like, oh, the next time I'm there, I'm going to appreciate it so much more.
Exactly, and don't you find you see people hugging in a movie, and you think, don't do it, don't do it.
Those are the days.
For me, the big luxury is it's not even going to be flying anywhere. It's going to be driving anyway, just down the road. And I mean, we're only on day 6 today. But I think there's a sense of appreciation of what we took for granted before. That's definitely what's striking me, is a sense of I was taking things very for granted. Simple freedoms I was not respecting enough. So that's my
kind of
heavy message for the for the day.
Oh, fantastic. No, I love it. Listen, one of the first things we're going to do is a play date with the dogs.
Please, I would love that. I'm longing to meet Ripley, and I know my two would adore Ripley. And you have chickens as well, apparently.
Yes, chickens,
How
cats.
How many chickens do you have?
6. I like to keep it that way, so they're in a big cage. Well, a cage, hunerok. It's like a
hunerok.
Back section of the backyard. They've got the biggest hunerok alive.
Oh, nice.
And then also the dogs and the cats. Yeah, so you know what? Once again, spending time with them, it can't be that bad. It's very special.
No, it can't. And you guys are doing such a great job from your respective isolation spots of, you know, kind of making this show as magic as ever. So hats off to you.
Thanks for speaking to us. What is your song? If you had to choose a song for South Africa, which song could I play towards the end of the show for you?
Right. Yes. I was thinking there's a song I love by Coldplay called Adventure of a Lifetime, and I just love everything about it. There's something about the sound of it. It's the sound of openness and possibility and optimism. You know, it's got all the frequencies make my spine tingle and make me feel hopeful. So that for me is what I would want to sort of share with all of you today.
So that's Claire's choice for you, South Africa. And today's song for South Africa, chosen by you listening, is, as it turns out, Some Manga Groove, which the big song.
Wow.
Which, so you'll hear that right now. Claire, all the best.
Thank you so much. You
thanks
too.
For the chat. See
lots
you soon.
Lots of love. Take care, well, everyone. Okay, bye.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
Hey, think I'm ready, maybe.
Martin in Span, Yella is freaking awesome.
You give me a feeling so strong.
Jacaranda FM.